Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we're going to talk about favorite of some folks. We're going to talk about beer and other Scandinavian spirits. So let's start out talking about the exhibit that you have.
Well, we're working on a new exhibition that will open at the end of April, and its title is Skål, Scandinavian Spirits, and it's really exploring the cultural history of beer and aquavit in Scandinavia and Scandinavian-American heritage. These are two beverages that I think for a lot of people are an important part of their holiday traditions of kind of other times when they celebrate Scandinavian heritage. And if you've ever said the word skål while you raise your glass, you're familiar with this. And so we wanted to explore why was it these two beverages that really kind of maintain that symbolic heritage for Scandinavian Americans? What are some of the histories behind this? Are there any differences between Scandinavia and the United States in terms of how we drink aquavit, how these traditions have evolved? And so that's the exhibition we're working on that will open at the end of April.
Now, many people know about beer. I'm not so sure other people know about aquavit. How do you explain the flavor, the difference? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, aquavit is basically distilled liquor, either from grain or from potatoes. So you could think of it as vodka that then has also been flavored or infused with flavors like caraway and dill and sometimes some additional ingredients. In Scandinavia, by law, it has to have caraway if it's going to be called aquavit. You can do the same infusing process with other ingredients, herbs or fruits or spices, but if it doesn't have caraway, it's just called schnapps.
Okay, well, a lot of us know that name. But that's, and that really, when you say that, because I did not realize that was a difference, right away when you say caraway, I think of the Danish bread.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of those same ingredients that were easily accessible in Scandinavia, that people have been distilling aquavit, for 4 or 5 centuries. And it started as a home-based thing, so the technology was pretty basic, and so the product was not very good, and it didn't taste very good, so they had to add these spices to basically mask the yucky flavors. And I know that some might argue that aquavit today is kind of yucky, but it's a personal preference.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you just kind of gain an appreciation for it and really, really enjoy it because, we're all unique individuals, and I think that means our taste buds are unique also.
And our taste buds mature as we age as well.
They also die. I think this is going to be a fascinating exhibit because, as you say, it really includes the living, the life, the culture of people. Now, you have built around this, I'm not sure where this idea came from, but a catalog that goes along with it. So tell us about that.
Well, this catalog is basically the book version of the exhibit, and this is a national traveling exhibit. After it's done here, it's going to travel to other Scandinavian museums across the United States. Already, we have 6 more museums that this is going to. So when we have such a new exhibit, such a big exhibit, it's nice to have kind of a version that you can take home with you. And then when we were really looking at the topic of this exhibition, it became natural to start maybe adding some recipes. How do you infuse your own schnapps? How do you brew your own Viking beer if you're a home brewer? What are some of the food pairings that are really often kind of presented with aquavit or with beer? Because the food culture is a really important part of this tradition too. So we are including a large section of the book in recipes, 30 pages worth.
All right. That will be a challenge for, and there are folks that, more and more are interested in brewing beer and interested in this kind of thing. So should be a really popular kind of book with many people. But this this isn't going to be a little black and white, few-page printed book, right?
No, this is a pretty significant publication, and we have turned to online crowdfunding to really invite some support in making sure that we can cover the design costs, the printing costs, and still keep the price affordable for visitors who come to see the exhibit. So we're looking at a full-color publication. We initially thought it would be 48 pages, but with such enthusiasm, we've extended it to 72 pages, and we've been running a Kickstarter campaign online. You can go to Kickstarter.com and just do a search in the search term for Scandinavian, and this project will pop right up. You can see kind of a prototype of what the book will look like. You can see the table of contents that we're working on, and it's a really exciting thing. So we've had people all over the country pledge their support on Kickstarter, which really gives us kind of some seed money to make sure that we can make this publication, you know, nice, you know, heirloom quality, and have some really fun content that I think will have something for everyone.
Now, there are a few more days that people can still get in on this Kickstarter, and you've given us the basis. We need to go in and go to Kickstarter, Scandinavian. But then what happens?
Well, if you make a pledge online, and for a pledge of $20, we will send you a copy of the book when it's printed, and we'll mail it to your mailbox, so you'll be done. You're basically pre-ordering the book. You can still make pledges until Saturday, February 28th at midnight. That's when the campaign ends. And that's when we'll see, you know, kind of how much support we've got. Fortunately, we have met our initial goal, which means the project is green light to go forward. But because we have added more pages and so we have more content, we are still inviting support for people who just want to help us make sure this book gets printed.
And if they want to give different amounts of money, are there different opportunities for what they might get?
Yes, at higher levels, you can get other rewards, whether it's a second copy of the book, or it's one of our baseball caps that says Got Aquavit, or we have a limited edition commemorative poster for the exhibition. At the $500 level, we'll put your name in the book as a special thank you for helping us make this possible.
And, of course, all that information would be there under the Kickstarter.
Exactly. All those different levels are explained, and if you have any questions, you can either look online at the Frequently Asked Questions page, or just call the museum. We'll be happy to answer your questions.
And I think this is a bit off of this, but when you say you could come to the museum, I understand Friday is a special day to come to the museum.
Well, Friday, our local kids don't have school, and so we are making it a free admission day, especially since we have this great Lego play area that kids and families might like. We're also, one of our special exhibitions right now is about childhood and photographs of kids from days gone by, you know, the black and white photo era, as well as some of their toys and stuffed animals and cribs and high chairs. So, you know, it seemed like a really good opportunity to invite all of our local kids and their families to come and visit the museum.
And what are the hours?
We'll be open from 9 until 5.
All right. So if you haven't been to the museum, Friday would be a really good day to come and begin to search, because, you know, you need to spend a number of hours here if you're really going to see the museum. If you've been here a number of times, there's always something new.
There is. These changing exhibitions are always rotating, and if you haven't been to the new multimedia room in the lower level, we have a new film area where we have a short film rotating about a Danish immigrant story. So there's always new things to see.
Always. And like I say, I think, like many museums, you go through, and if you come back at the very same exhibit, you'll see new things. You know, it's just hard, I think, for our brains to take everything in.
Yes, exactly. So we encourage repeat visitors.
Okay. And on regular days, what is the fee?
$5 for adults and $2 for kids. Of course, members are always free.
Okay. And you might mention, if you want to keep up with the museum, you have a website.
That's right, www.danishmuseum.org. And that's where all of our hours and admissions and special events and current exhibitions, all of that information is there.
And you always have something new, some activities going on, so it's a good thing to check that out. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us from the, I still haven't got it right, Tova. I always want to say the Danish Museum.
It's the Museum of Danish America.
And I think I have it, and then it just turns my tongue around. Anyhow, we want to thank you very much, Tova, and invite folks to go to the Kickstarter and also come by on Friday. Until next time, here's the thought. There will always be 20 bean counters and others standing around waiting to tell you why you can't do something. It doesn't mean you can't do it.